and welcome to Says Who. My guest today is Rebecca Stevens. She is better known as Hot Pants. She is an actress, comedian, and writer, as well as a bartender.
All of those things.
You bartrend.
I bartrend.
Yeah. All right. Well, welcome. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's get started. Rebecca, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Wonderful. I was born in Bloomington, Illinois, which is 2 hours south of Chicago. Small little town. At the age of 18, I left it because it was cold and went to Arizona State for college. And after 4 years there and every different degree possible that I changed to, I'd never made up my mind. I finally graduated with a degree in communication because I was like, I don't really want to get a real job. So I moved out to LA and did not ever get a real job. I've been out here for 15 years, and in that time, I've done everything from acting to stand-up to improv to catering, craft service, and then bartending and focus groups and juice tasting. So, you know, like all like the really cool jobs that you want in
100%.
LA.
Like if you went down a list of, here's the jobs that I know will make someone proud. Juice taster. Yes.
I also did background for porn once.
Nice.
So that was an experience.
Is that mostly background for porn? Would that mostly be not staring at them going, I don't think so?
Sort of. It was one of those things where it was going to be a club scene. So there was like 8 of us. And we waited for because when you show up on set, you usually have to wait for your scene. And while we were waiting, we heard a sex scene going on. And I was like, oh, this is, can't wait to call my dad after this. And then once we were finished with that, then we did like a club scene. And all we did was like deep background while this couple like hit on each other. And I think a girl sang a song. I don't know. Her mouth was open. I don't know what she was doing.
Hello, porns.
But also like it was kind of well, it was very skeezy. But in the bathroom, they had like baby wipes and like douche. And I'm like, oh, boy.
I'm not in Kansas anymore.
So I did that once and then never did that again. Like, don't even know how this like casting director got my number. But I made like $80 in like 4 hours. So technically, it's kind of worth it.
Technically, maybe second guessing not doing it anymore.
Nope. Not
going to
do it anymore.
Nope. Not at all. No. So you... There you are in Bloomington, Illinois. Mm-hmm. At what point did you decide that acting might be something you wanted to do?
Well, I have two memories of wanting to act, and I don't know which came first. But one of them, I was with my grandfather, and we went to go see a play at like the community theaters, I think. Or maybe I had been at a church. I don't know. And I remember just like watching it, and I think there were like puppets involved. And I remember being like, I want to do that. And he's like, oh, you can. It's called acting. Like, it's a job. And I was like, what? And then I came to find out later, like within the last 2 years, that my grandfather did do a lot of acting for a community theater in my hometown. And I had no idea. It was in the 60s, so I didn't get to see it.
Right.
And I was like 4 or 5. And then another time, I think again I was like 4 or 5, they had a Follies that came to my hometown. And they would like, it was taught by like a New York director that would teach people to act and sing and do sketches. And my mom did it. I remember sitting in the chair, like it was 7 o'clock. I was so tired because I'm a little kid. And I had like itchy tights on and I was like, oh, this is so dumb. And then my dad was like, your mom's about to get on. And I was like, ugh. And then I saw my mom come out and she like can-canned and like did some jokes. And like, she was just glamorous. And I was like, oh, I want to be on stage.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is the thing.
I wanted to do it real bad. But then I just didn't do anything with that until like a couple plays in high school. And then after college, I was like, oh, now I'll do something about it.
Nice. So you actually made the trek to Los Angeles right out of college?
Yes. Yeah. I went home for a summer to work at Hooters.
Hey-o.
And then took my thousands of dollars and came out to LA.
Which lasted you 6 to 7 days.
Yeah.
That's perfect. So you hit LA and obviously made it into the big time like that.
No.
I
was lucky that my oldest brother, Jamie, lived out here at the time. But unlucky because he lived in a loft with his girlfriend, and lofts are wide open. So they had no privacy. I had no privacy. Like, they were so wonderful to me to let me stay there. And like, my rent was like $300, but I got like a little corner, like mattress behind the couch. And then I had one closet, and I have a lot of clothes now, but back then it was like, you got like 4 shirts, 2 pants, you make it work. But I stayed there for a year. And during that time, my brother, who worked for like Sony Pictures and Anonymous Content, like he knew people. He would like try to like set me up on interviews, but I would go in and like the agents would be like, what have you done? And I was like, high school play. And I was like lying on my resume about plays I did in college. I didn't do those.
Did you at least read them?
Yeah, well, good. Sort of.
Sure.
So that went on for like a year, and then the guy that I was dating from Luxembourg, I'm like one of the only women who's ever dated anyone from Luxembourg, he told me that I should go do background acting.
Okay.
And this was before the porn set. But I signed up at Central Casting and started doing that, and I did that for like 3 years, and then through that, greater things happened.
Nice. So I know you as an improv actress.
Yes.
Do a lot of improv. Is that something that you find helps you in other acting areas?
Yes. And the thing about improv, which I absolutely love it, is that was another thing where I was like, I'm so funny, but I don't like doing all these acting classes, scene study, little commercials, yay. Like, it was just like, this isn't what I want to do. And then the Luxembourg guy, again, was like, you're funny. Go to improv. And I was like, what? And he had to explain it to me. I'm 26 years old, and he had to explain it to me. And I like called up IO West, the Groundlings, Second City, and Second City was the one that was like, oh, it starts in like a week. And I was like, oh, I'll just do that. So I started there, and I loved it, fell in love with it. I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to make up jokes on the spot. Like, I don't want to learn lines. It's stupid.
Who learns lines? Don't tell me what to say.
I'm kidding. I will learn any line you need me to learn for any movie or TV show you're doing.
Nice plug.
I did fall in love with improv, and then through that, I had a teacher there named who was named Scott Robinson, and he was like, "You're really good. Do you want more stage time?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Go to IO West. It's just down the street. They're looking for an intern." So I called them up, talked to a guy named Eric Honeycutt, and he's like, "Come on down." I worked in the office, and then walked in there, fell in love with it all, and then one Friday night, walked into a bar that was there because it had a bar connected to it, and I was like, "They drink here too." Oh, okay, I'm in.
I'm moving
yeah.
in.
Yeah, and so I just fell in love with it, and then the community, and that's how I met all my good friends now.
IO West has because the community is still there, this amazing community in Los Angeles that's super supportive, and I know you're a big part of that.
Yeah, well, it's where I met all my best friends, and then my friends from my best friends, and then I met my husband there. All my ex-boyfriends were there. And it is a huge community, and it's even like now that it's shut down for reasons that happen, it's still thriving. Like all the other improv schools are just lapping these kids up. Taking them up, and like they're building new communities, and like every day I get another invite to another show that's like at the Pack or at Acme or at the Complex and another theater that I can't remember. So there's stuff happening, and I absolutely love it because now I'm like, great. Now I have things to do, like I can go support everyone. It's not at the one place, which was really convenient, but now I'll just go see other places. So
it's almost like the having shut down the actual physical space has just opened that community up. It's almost like it's getting bigger, more people are joining it instead of it having like collapsed.
Yeah, so, I think the only hard thing is for us bartenders, it's like now we don't have a bar. Again, I will bartend anytime you want, any place you need me to.
That's just really good.
Well, within reason. This is just to promote me, right?
Just, yeah, no, that's 100% what we're doing
Great.
Right here.
Great.
So, obviously, do a lot of improv. You're also doing on-camera, not that improv couldn't be on-camera, I understand that, but you're doing a lot of on-camera stuff. You're doing, what are you doing other than improv to keep yourself moving forward?
Auditioning?
Yeah.
Doing a lot of auditioning. I haven't booked anything in a while, there's also you have to put yourself out there a lot, and I just got married, so I gave myself a year to not really put myself out there before the wedding, to plan it. So I did get a little lazy, which is my fault, because in this business you can't get lazy, so I really have to kick my ass to get out there more and really promote myself more, and I don't know, build a website, I guess people will do that.
Sure,
Tweet more, I don't know.
Your website tweet sounds like you've got
something.
Things to do. All right, well, we have finished this portion of...
Oh, it's easy.
Well, it's pretty easy, right? We're moving on to lightning round.
Love it.
Yay. So, Rebecca, welcome to your lightning round.
Thank you.
What's your favorite movie ever?
Tommy Boy.
What movie do you watch over and over?
Tommy Boy. And Sex and the City. Not together, not ever on the same night.
What are you watching right now?
Movie-wise or TV-wise? TV-wise, I really like sitcoms, they have to be good sitcoms. Like, The Good Place, I liked. I watched Roseanne the other night, and I was like, oh, this is just what I remembered. It's pretty good. And I love reruns of Friends.
Binge watch or one at a time?
If it's on Netflix, binge. If it's one, if I have to wait for it, then I just wait for it.
What book are you reading right now?
I'm reading Lovely Bones, which is not a diet book. Who would have thought? It's actually really sad. And I don't know how I feel about it when I read it every night.
What's a book that you read in school that positively shaped you?
I read a lot of books. So I don't think anything really positively shaped me, because I read everything from like Laura Ingalls Wilder to V.C. Andrews. So the combination of those two, like pioneer incest, I guess, would be the idea that shaped me.
What is the best way for you to de-stress?
Just lay down. Just take off, I mean, put on pajamas. Take off all my clothes. Put on pajamas. And just lay down.
Pilates or yoga?
Yoga, but with weights.
Massage or meditation?
Massage.
Do you have a hobby?
Yes.
What is it?
Crossword puzzles, because I'm an 80-year-old woman.
What is your favorite article of clothing?
A bra.
Dress up, dress down?
Up.
Scary film or happy ending?
Happy ending.
Who is the last person you talked with on the phone?
My mother.
Who's the last person you sent a text to?
My husband.
What is the last thing you took a picture of?
Like, it's probably something dirty. It might have been a breast, but like mine.
Three people alive or dead that you would want to have dinner with?
Oprah, alive. Jesus, dead. And then I'd probably go Marilyn Monroe, alive.
What's your favorite play?
Barefoot in the Park.
What is the best piece of acting advice you've ever been given?
I think the best piece would probably be fake it till you make it. Just pretend that's what acting is.
What is the worst piece of acting advice you've ever been given?
Sleep with someone for a role, which I've never done.
What role would you love to play?
I think I would love to play something. This is a hard one. Because I'll play anything. Again, I will play anything. Anything with comedy, I would love to do. So I think I would love a role where it's me and a group of people, and it's mostly like an improv movie or show. Like, you have an outline, and then you just kind of go with it. So I would like, that would be the perfect role for me.
Were you named after someone?
I was named after my great-grandmother, Rebecca, and then Elizabeth just sounded good with it. But I was almost named Abigail, which I'm glad that didn't happen.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you cook?
5.
What do you love on your pizza?
Cheese. Just cheese.
Sweet or savory?
Savory.
Beer or wine?
Both.
Favorite cocktail?
Whiskey.
Do you have a tattoo?
No! Not yet.
If you had a tattoo, what would it be?
If I had a tattoo, it would be under my breast, and it would say IO number 5. And people know why.
Worst gift you have ever received?
I can't remember of a bad gift that I've gotten. I've given bad ones.
What's the worst gift you've ever given?
The worst gift I ever gave was when I was 5. Everything happens when I'm 5. And I went to Chicago with my family, went to a Bears store, and I got a Bears pencil and erasers for my brother. And while I was wrapping it on my bed, which was a water bed, I leaned over and broke the pencil with my butt. And then I decided just to tape it back together and give it to him. And my family still won't let it down.
What advice would you give an actor who's just starting out?
Take your time. I feel like everyone expects overnight success, and it's very frustrating if that doesn't happen. So if you just take your time, take deep breaths, and give it time, put in the work, and the work will show.
What's your secret talent?
I can tie a cherry stem with my tongue, and I can unwrap a starburst with my tongue.
What is your spirit animal?
A lion.
Describe yourself in a hashtag.
Hashtag hot pants.
What is a talent you wish you had?
Singing, really good singing. Even just karaoke singing. I wish I had that talent. I do not.
What did you want to do with your life when you were 12?
I think I wanted to be a president and a ballerina and a veterinarian.
What would you do differently if you were starting out as an actor right now?
Probably not relying on my brother so much.
Who would you want to have play you in a movie?
She hasn't been born yet.
What would be the title of your autobiography?
Hot Pants.
And if they were going to adapt Hot Pants, the story of Rebecca Stevens, into something, would it be a stage or screen?
Screen.
Television series or film?
It could go both ways. We'll go with film, but we could do a TV series.
Breakfast or no breakfast?
No breakfast.
What is the best compliment you've ever received?
You have beautiful hair.
And on that note...
Is that it?
The lightning round is done.
Ching, 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 ching. That's not lightning. Achoo. That's lightning.
I don't even... That's...
Zow, zow.
Yeah.
Yeah, any of those.
Rebecca, I end this as I always do with the 10 questions that James Lipton asks at the end of Inside the Actors Studio. Because it's fun, and how many actors actually get to do it? You do.
Right, I do.
You do.
I win.
You win. All right. Inner Jamesing. Rebecca, what is your favorite word?
My favorite word is therapize, which might not be real, but that's okay.
What is your least favorite word?
No.
What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally?
A really good book or a really good song.
What turns you off?
No.
What is your favorite curse word?
The F one.
The
I can't
F
say
one.
It. My mom's going to see this.
She doesn't swear, Mom. What sound or noise do you love?
I think I like my husband's voice when he says I love you.
What sound or noise do you hate?
A really gross fart.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Psychology.
What profession would you not like to do?
Anything that's hard work and has to wake up early in the morning.
And finally, Rebecca, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Can't believe we let you in.
Well, True story there. Well, thank you for coming in here.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it.